Today is Thursday, the 1st of December 1994. This is an interview with Mr. Bruce Hatton, whose family used to live at the old cheese factory in Homestead Road. The interview is recorded while walking around the old cheese factory. The interviewer is Debbie Stefan, Historical Officer, City of Berwick. Also present is Graham Butler, Heritage Consultant.
It was only 18 years after the war, and the government had realised that it made a great number of mistakes in its soldier settlement schemes, and I think it sought to redress some of those mistakes by resettling farmers in various areas, and the Berwick area here was one of those.
Did you have a farming background before you came here? No, your family in general.
My father had been in Australia since 1908, and then he went to, up into New South Wales on various station properties, doing, getting experience, as many green Englishmen did in those days. And then when he came back from the war, he attended probably a short course at Dookie Agricultural College. And then acquired this land at Kyabra.
Is that the Goulburn Valley one you were
Goulburn Valley.
So that was that a soldier settlement too?
Yes, it was. Yes.
So you came here in 1936. Who was here before then?
The previous occupier was on a leasehold. He had been growing a crop of potatoes, or spuds as they were called, and when his crop finished, his lease expired, and so all the ground was ready for good use, because potatoes had to break up the soil magnificently.
Yes.
So we had a sort of clean start.
Yes.
So there weren't any established trees around the property?
None around the immediate house, because the potatoes, I can remember, potatoes had been grown right up to the house.
Yes.
So all this area around the house was completely bare.
Yes.
But of course, trees like the pines.
We had several big cypresses. The one that's been carved up here at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very big cypress then. There was another one which I think is still.
No.
That's the stump of it there, I suppose.
That's right.
How many acres did you have?
25.
25 acres,
approximately.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's still what it is now. Boundaries are the same.
Mm-hmm. So, when you came to this collection of buildings here, for instance, as you say in your reminiscences, this structure here was used as a kitchen and servants' quarters.
We called it the servants' quarters because of its sort of historical significance, but although we'd have had servants.
But what did you do without it? Was there a kitchen in the house itself by then?
Yes, there was a kitchen.
The ordinary wood-fired stove.
Wood-fired.
The rooms were basically the same. We never altered any walls. We never really did much in the way of structural change. We sort of modernised, the bathroom over the years a bit. In fact, the house was considerably run down when we arrived.
Yeah.
It always suffered from a problem of dampness coming up from the ground.
I think it still does.
Yes, I had some idea they'd made some progress to remedy that. The Soldier Settlement Commission got some people in to decorate the place or have it painted and so on before we actually came in. Actually, when we arrived here first, we lived at the little wooden house just down the road there. We were there for, I don't know how long, a couple of months, something like that. And while they were fixing this up, and I remember our job, we had to do some of the outside painting even when we came in, and Mum and Dad had some trouble, I think, putting our noses to the grindstone to do our share of the painting. But I remember cast iron work around there. Oh, what a job it was.
What sort of age were you?
I was nine.
I was 13 and a half.
What sort of crops did you grow here?
Well, my father was not in sufficiently good health to actively farm the area at all. He was able to sort of sublet it to grazing cows. But there was no active use of the land.
No, we never actually had a bit of a horse, that sort of thing. You grew some carrots for a while, and that sort of thing.
So where did you have your vegetable garden, for instance?
Where the existing one is. Dad did a great... He was quite a good vegetable gardener, in fact, and he worked that up and put a lot of manure on. So that area which he still uses, the herb garden around there, is the vegetable garden.
And that wasn't the case when you got here, that's something you established.
It was vegetable gardens, potatoes, nothing else as far as the eye could see.
So the orchard, for instance, where was that?
There was no orchard.
Scattered around.
Now, we only adopted this here as a sort of workshop. It was in pretty poor condition. The floor was sunken, and
the kitchen.
There was concrete floor in this room here, on this northeast corner.
Two small rooms.
Yeah. Both of them, did they? I remember in one, because I used that for many years as a sort of a little cubby hub of my own.
Yeah.
And then our Uncle Phil lived in that,
because
our grandmother died here in 1942,
and
my mother was looking after her at the time. I remember it was one of her sons, one of my uncles, who'd never married, who his mission in life had been to look after her.
Oh,
do anything else, in fact. And, so he stayed in that room.
After her death as well?
For a while. He went off to a farm somewhere down western Victoria, and I don't think I saw him again. He was a rather strange person.
So when you got here, the concrete floors were in that building were sunken in
that two rooms. As I remember, it was only an earth floor in the main section.
Yes, earth floor.
Earth floor in the main
section. There was a fireplace down there, but we didn't ever use it.
I know someone's put a Lux cast iron stove in there, I believe. presume that's on your top. So it's always been an open fireplace as far as you have a crane in it or anything like that, any of those iron?
No.
So it remained as a storeroom or workshop after Uncle Phil left it?
Yeah.
So getting into the house itself, we've got this big fan here. Now the front room, so this large room still has its decorated ceiling and so forth. What was that used for by the family?
We had it as a sitting room. In those days you had a sitting room, you had a dining room. This was the dining room. The sitting room, where all the best furniture was, hardly ever got used.
And next to it would be bedrooms.
Bedrooms.
Master bedroom, I suppose, in the front.
That changed over the years, but it started off that way. I had the next room of mine. I don't know, did you? Yeah, you must have had the. You went off to school. We went off to school in town at that stage.
Which one were you in?
I was the one you just pointed to.
This one here?
No, this one. Next to the bathroom.
There's a doorway in there,
And the bathroom, how was that fitted out when you arrived, and then what did you do to improve it? I suppose it's a long way back.
Couldn't have had very much at all, because I can remember things we'd come through the Depression, of course, no doubt realised, which for people on the land had been pretty hard times, and particularly
in many ways they were better off than the other people who were.
They
used to come around
one
and
point of view,
bop food from the from us.
It's such when you look back on it, we had a marvellous life because we did have wonderful parents, and how they managed, one can't work out. Because the farm was not a particularly good one, I don't think our dad was a particularly good farmer for that sort of area. His experience in New South Wales when he first came to Australia didn't really fit him for that sort of farming, I don't believe. And I think they had an appalling struggle. But we had a very sort of happy life. I think we should pay tribute to mother. This, I think, who was moving. Her name was Jell, G-L-L-L, Jell, before she married. She was from Riverina. It's a very interesting sort of family history in there, which is not particularly relevant to this, I'd say.
What was her first name?
Elsie.
Elsie
Murray. E-M Jell, Elsie Murray.
Murray.
She's an aunt, a great aunt actually, of Rob Jill.
Yeah, I've had to So, getting back to the house itself, there's this large area.
What we call the vestibule.
Right. And what did you do in there? Was it just a large passageway where you hung coats and whatnot?
I'm trying to think back to what it would have been used for in the past. Those two...
Both of those doors have thresholds here, which indicates that they're external doors. So, when you were here...
What used to we make of
it?
A dumping ground. In fact, it was quite a pleasant room because it used to be quite cool in the summer.
We were there, Mum was there, she died in 1970. So they've been there 34 years. And a room like that over a period of 34 years comes in for a lot of changes. I actually got talking about Mum and the various things that happened to her, because you were asking about the bathroom. I lost track along the way of the point I was eventually going to make when you were asking what sort of fittings were in the bathroom. Now, I don't think it could have had anything much at all, because not long after we shifted in. How the memory gets jogged. My mum and dad bought a porcelain hand basin.
Yes.
And this was a great thing in her life because in all those years, any mod cons like that, she'd not really had anything at all. And they were fitting this under the existing window in this.
Yes.
And Dad always liked fiddling with pipes and so on. You're going to get that man to go somewhere else. He's going to pluck up your tape, I think. I don't know whether you were here to remember this, but Dad was attempting to plumb this with the taps coming through onto the hand basin. With ordinary gal pipe, which is pretty difficult to get it to go in the right places and so on.
Yeah.
And he just about had it done fixed and was tightening it up, and one of the pipes coming up to the tap was bearing against the thing, and it took a great big chip out of this hand. My poor mother. Made a great impression on after being married then for over 20 years and so on, eventually getting something that you could rid of. And that chip stayed there, we stuck the bits back on, so that's all we could do. So the bathroom couldn't have had anything very much in the door. We subsequently put in bath, and then much later, that's interesting, Dad put in first in this corner here, a copper vessel, and it was how to describe it. It was sort of had a bowl underneath, quite large, between about 750 millimeters across the bowl, and then had a conical top with a sort of opening at the top. I can't remember whether they picked it up in the Dandenong market or whether it came from somewhere here, whether it was sitting around. It may have been something that was used in the original, I don't know. He bricked it in and made a fireplace underneath, and we used to get hot water by just bath night would be a matter of stoking up the fire underneath, boiling it up with a tap coming straight into the bath here.
I don't remember that.
No,
it must have been during the war.
Well, quite likely it was. We subsequently took that out in order to put a shower in. And we put the shower still exists there at the present moment, although I think it's been tizzied up considerably. But we put that shower in sometime in the early 1940s.
It was later than that.
It was in your time you put that shower, was it? Early 1950s, try that.
So, in terms of washing clothes and things like that, where did you do that?
You haven't got a plan of that.
No, I've got the plan of what this would be old.
Well, so I can't remember what.
She's
got a ringer.
Oh, yes, right.
Because that was a great improvement on what she had put up with for the previous 20-odd years up in the Goulburn Valley, because the matter of washing clothes in those days...
Well, everybody used a copper.
It was just a copper outdoors.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was about... A copper and where?
In that room.
That's right, there were. There were two drops in that room. But up in the Goulburn Valley, she just had the copper, and she didn't even have any troughs.
Yes.
Washing was boil up the water, boil up everything, and lift it out. Oh God!
The troughs would be concrete, but
those
cement troughs.
Ordinary cement. Cement troughs.
Where did you hang your clothes out, or where were they hung out?
We had a clothesline on a prop, just a prop clothesline that used to run. That pine tree. I'm still tossed about the position of that pine tree. I'll go out and have a look at it. I still reckon it was another
beyond,
position. Another.
Beyond.
It was beyond that.
Yes, it was beyond that.
Just a line.
Just a line of the problem.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all this? This is a trivia.
No, it's interesting.
Obviously, the council has to manage this property, and it helps to know how people lived in it, because it's more or less the way it was when you were here. So if you're going to maintain some form of authenticity of the structure, well, it's good to know, or to verify, you know, what it was used for and how it was used, so that people can look at it and understand that in years to come.
Well,
it's more valuable than what it is now.
What maybe I'll leave to you to run this, structure this as you want and ask the questions.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for later on, but do you perhaps want to go through the building? Do you have further questions?
Well, so far we haven't talked about the dairy, or the so-called cheese factory over here at all. What was that like when you got here, and what did you subsequently use it for?
Well, we never had a specific use. The best use that was made of it was me on the upstairs part of it, setting up my train set, because I was a mad wannabe train specialist in those days, and I had a track which would just go just about right round.
Yes.
Down one side, and round the end, and up the other side, and I used to spend hours up there. And we never really made any further use of that, except that the property was leased for many years to the Tuck family. Was that before Bill Brown?
No.
After Bill Brown.
Yeah, but he just used cow, just to use
And he did store
cows.
Hay up there.
No,
it was used as a hay lot.
Well, yes.
So Bill Brown and the Tuck family used it as a hay
lot?
Well,
I think in sequence, if you're not interested, you say so. It was leased, I think, first for grazing, to Bill Brown.
Well, sub-leased,
I guess. To Bill Brown, who had the dairy farm down on what is now Ward's Road, down there.
Yes.
A bit further down, goes off to the left and winds around and joins the next road. And they were great friends of our family, over many years. So they moved on and was taken over by, that farm was taken over by a chap named Ward. I don't know what his first name was. And we used to get our milk supply from them as part of the
Good pro
quo. Good pro quo release and so on.
Yeah.
But then, after that, it was leased to the Tuck family, who used to live over the other side of Clyde Road. His parents who had the farm just on the other side there.
Yes.
And they were great. Frank and Eileen Tuck. And Frank Tuck was great to our family because this was in their later lives. Getting elderly, and after Mum died, and Dad was on his own here, and Frank Tuck was really marvellous. He kept an eye on our father, who lived here alone for the next many years. He died in 1980, so I think he stayed on here alone probably for 5 years.
Yes, and so
that's up to 1975.
So they actually used it as hay storage?
They used it for hay storage for a period, we only used it as storage. We used to keep a few of our better belongings, a few old suitcase full of various family heirlooms and pieces down in the end room.
Junk.
Like the sort of junk we have at home at Christmas. No, it's not junk.
Everybody accumulates junk.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of an art to get rid of it when you get to our age.
So it had a concrete floor too?
Yes.
It's been renewed recently.
It's been renewed. Yeah, that had a fairly good concrete floor. One of the features I remember about it, I mentioned to John when I was walking, to Jan when I was walking around with 10 days ago. The fireplace, the hearth, the upstairs fireplace, was made of brick, and it had sunken, and it was bowed like this, and it was still, the brick half was still contained within the wooden framework, but it was hanging in the middle down by an inch and an inch and a half, I should say 30 to 40 millimetres, in the middle. And of course there was always the concern by my parents, because we used to use it for playing in there, all sorts of clips and so on, that one wasn't to stand underneath that. I don't think it ever did drop, but it's been renewed, I see.
Yes.
Somebody's put a plate underneath it, we should have done the same.
Yes. So I noticed that the fireplace that matches the one upstairs on the ground floor here is missing, or it's been like taken out, and someone sealed off the...
Sorry, what group?
The fireplace that's, that matches that chimney there.
Oh, this one here, yes.
On the ground floor, there's no fireplace at all, but there's one on the upstairs, and it's been supported underneath the... So who did that? Was that something that's been done since you left? Or?
Oh, this has been done by the
There was council. A fireplace downstairs, wasn't there? Wasn't, you're saying there was a fireplace?
Well, it appears to be. Yes, I would have thought there's a pattern in the brickwork which indicates that, it's, that there was something there, and someone's put a beam underneath the upstairs fireplace, so it seems as if it's been taken out, but what, you can't remember one being there?
No,
I can't. I don't think there was a fireplace there. There's one at the higher end.
Yes, there is.
That's open up there. That's still there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's still there.
And all the stairway, of course, has been renewed.
Yes.
Yes, the old staircase. It was a beautiful thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's been done very nicely. It's maintained the same style.
But we were able to detect the signatures of some of the previous families who had lived here.
Yeah.
And it's just a pity that the council carted all this away without it ever being, having been recorded.
What signatures do you remember? This is testing.
Give me a day to think about it.
What signatures?
I've forgotten
that
they were
there.
So we really didn't make any specific use, and it never really... It was great for learning tennis. I learned tennis to play. I learned to play tennis on that brick wall, and there was a blast of a bit of wood running from the top of the doorway there across the other side. It had been boxed on or attached to the wall for some reason or other. Maybe there was a lean to there at some stage, but it was always there. And I used to curse that bit of wood.
So I spoiled your
window. I don't know why I didn't get up there and a little hacksaw and get rid of it, but I wasn't quite up to doing that in those days.
Yes. So what about some of the more finer detail of, say, the house interior, colours and things like that?
Just before we get away from that, you probably haven't noticed, but there are certain little marks in the brickwork where a stairway has come from the top
doorway.
Back in this direction.
So that
is the reverse.
The original direction of the stair, was it?
I imagine.
It wasn't there. Yeah,
go and have a look at it afterwards.
We always thought there was no external stairway before the one that's been built.
Well, obviously there must have been, because the cheese would have been stored up there, probably in the wall, to cure it.
Yes, you could have hypothesised that they might have had some form of winching thing where they winched down their cheese to a wagon down below or something like that without having a stair at all. But
well, whatever. But
interesting looking for those marks there.
I
was looking at some marks on the inside wall where it seems to have been, they appear to be metal, square metal sections that are set into the wall in patterns as if they were shelves, or they supported shelves or whatever, along each of the walls in a regular pattern. I can show them to you, perhaps might be the best way to...
Anything in there, I believe.
No fittings.
I certainly can't remember anything which gave a clue as to how they operated it as a cheese factory, where they had the vats and whether the cheese was all manufactured down below, what was the use of that end room, and how did they get the cheeses, say, from the ground floor up to the top floor for storage or whatever. Maybe they did it all by getting it out and taking it up through the outside stairway, because it's very awkward, it would have been very awkward using that rear stairway. Yes, it's very steep.
Very steep. Mm. Yes. Well, I'm just wondering, in terms of looking at the detail of the house and so forth, whether you wanted to have a walk through it or how you... No, well, it's just out of curiosity, I think.
Well, out of curiosity, when we came, it had been painted in calcimine.
Oh, yes, right. Well, that was done for us.
When we came there.
That was redecorated. Yes. So it'd be in pastel colours for a start.
Yes. Predominantly green.